Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Randy the Dakota MGTOW, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sandman, you put out a video about intentionally creeping women out. There was a smoking hot nurse who worked at the healthcare facility I was guarding as a rent-a-cop. She was a cop's wife, but very easily an 8 out of 10. Perhaps probably a 9 out of 10. I mean, the chick was so scorching hot that if she were to participate in a wet t-shirt contest, the water would have been steaming off her perfectly formed natural grade A prime breast disease. You just can't order something that delicious from Chick-fil-A. And that was only what she was showing through her scrubs. Even the nurses with expensive plastic enhanced bodies tend to look kind of small in their scrubs. Well anyway, me being a highly functioning autistic and 6 out of 10 on my best days, but I'm being very generous, I was looking at her and thinking there's no way that she would actually give me the time of day. But I didn't care. And what's more, I wanted her to know that I don't care. I decided to say frack it and introduce myself to her and said, "Hi, I'm John, the creepy security officer." But I stated it completely confidently. Cool as a cucumber, like I just didn't give a poop at all the truth because I'm a MGTOW. So I didn't. In fact, I was over the Red Pill Rage 2.0, so my confidence level was extremely high. All the nurses around Nurse Knockout laughed hysterically. Nurse Knockout blushed, smiled and giggled, and then asked, "Why did you say that?" And I said with the full and complete confidence that only a fully red-pilled MGTOW can have, because it's true, and you fracking know it. Again, like a complete fracking alpha chad who doesn't actually give a poop what anybody thinks about. Nurse Knockout's smile grows even bigger, her already blushing skin grew even redder. All the female nurses around her started to giggle and blush, and the only thing Knockout can think to say back was, "I'll be the judge of that." Nurse Knockout spent the next 5 years trying to get with me. And I spent the next 5 years pretending to be too autistic to notice her pickup flags, mostly because she's a cop's wife. Sometimes I regret not taking her to the hospital chapel and then making her scream, "Oh God," at choir practice. But of course, if I had, I'd probably end up an alpha widower right now. And besides, you have to go your own way from something, unquote. Well, Randy the Dakota MGTOW, thanks for yet another donation and topic. You were hoping that she gave you the time of day. A cop's wife. Are you kidding me? What the hell are you doing saying anything to her? Are you sure you're not asking to get George Floyded? I guess you like living dangerously, don't you? Dude, she turned beet red, and if her husband thought you embarrassed her on purpose, he could have actually beat you until you bled red. It's a good thing you didn't actually get together with her. I also almost thought that was going on in your life right now. Luckily, it was 5 years ago, so now you're safe. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, The MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new 3-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in 4 formats. PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to hitting on a cop's wife, Clown World Show. When you complimented the hot wife of the cop, you were embarrassing her with a compliment, while also disarming her ability to lash back out at you. It was brilliant except for the cop wife part. Her only response was, "I'll be the judge of that," which is kind of lame and weak like a girl throw. You beat her at her own game and she was the top woman you were working with. You were showing her you had the power to insult yourself without even letting it get to you. You were hitting multiple emotions with your words. She was obviously way out of your league. Your coworkers were laughing at you while at the same time being amused by your self-confidence, which didn't match your appearance. When you say that she was interested in you for the next 5 years, I think that was her trying to tempt you to get even for what you said. The moment you would have made a move, she would have known that you were weaker than you represented yourself. And then she'd probably sick her husband, Mr. Donuts, on you. In your eyes, you're probably a low-status male acting like a high-status one while pointing it out. Women live to insult men and exude their power over us in that way. You show that their power is so strong that men are willing to insult themselves. But the thing I don't think they understood is that you actually got female validation by telling that hot woman she's hot, and then watching her blush. They all probably talked behind your back anyway and called you creepy. But the thing is, most creepy men don't know they're creepy. That's what makes them even creepier. You complimented her while insulting her at the same time. You took away the satisfaction she would have received by putting you down in front of all the nursing queens. In their eyes, you probably don't have anything to be confident about. You disarmed their attacks because you attacked yourself first. Women do this all the time through projection. The best example is when they aren't interested in you, they say it's not you, it's me. You also amused them because you didn't give them the typical canned response that a guy gives by complimenting them and them taking your compliment seriously. People are amused by hearing wordplay they've never heard before. It shows that you're creative and can think on your feet. Creativity denotes intelligence, which is also attractive to the whammies. Something that happened to me that's similar is one time when I got a speeding ticket. I flew past a speed trap and I knew they'd be coming after me. So what I did was just stop on the side of the road before they ever came out to get me. The cops were so amused that they let me go with a much reduced ticket that I fought in court and it got thrown out. They told me to do that. Plus they were laughing and smiling because it's the equivalent of a criminal realizing that the cops are watching his crime, so he walks himself to the back of the police cruiser himself. I'm sure that's happened out there somewhere before. Randy, I think you just need to get to the point where you see an attractive woman and appreciate her beauty from afar, but just ignore her in every other way, because it's a complete waste of time. For example, a lot of the time I have to correct people on the pronunciation of my name. People mispronounced it for years and wondered why I didn't correct them. I tell them because it's wasting a lot of time and effort correcting people, and they don't remember the proper way to say it the following time as well. It's counterproductive, and I kind of enjoy listening to people try and make sense of it. The smarter ones try to identify the country, and are almost always wrong. It's an intelligence test and most people fail it. That's why I choose not to correct people anymore. As for your story, Randy, it was over 5 years ago and most likely before all the Me Too madness. But besides potentially being beaten up by this woman's husband, that would possibly be something you need to worry about. Originally, I was going to call this video Don't Compliment Hot Women. Especially since if they see a compliment as a covert insult, even if you use self-deprecating humor, it could easily get you fired. A while back, I was talking to a male nurse about the insanity of the hospitals these days. You don't want to treat the people that are supposed to deal with your health poorly because then they might play passive-aggressive games back at you. Randy, what if your health is in jeopardy at the hospital and you needed help, and she was the only one around? Would you really trust her after what she said? The old phrase, don't shit where you eat, should ring a bell. You're probably really proud of getting all those nurses to laugh. It gives you a sense of validation because they found your joke funny. They often say that if you make people laugh, they can't really hate you. What you did, Randy, was make all the other nurses laugh at you and the hottest woman in the hospital. Women don't like each other, but they rarely tell each other nasty things directly. They also insult each other with compliments, which is exactly what you did. But none of them could tell her that they found her attractive and sexy and then say they're creepy. You were able to say something that they probably wish they could say, but their warped female sensibilities would prevent them from doing so. Also the fact that they're women. Plus a woman would never talk down her own sexual marketplace value even if it was a joke. They worry too much about people taking them literally. It sounds like you were already scraping the bottom of the barrel when it comes to looks, so it didn't matter because you could only go up from there. So it's not like you were going to risk your position in the hierarchy. That's something that a lot of people don't understand. When you're at the bottom, you are free to think and say whatever you want, much of the time, and it's rather liberating. You're only free when others see you as a failure. Then you can do interesting things and take big risks because there's no fear of embarrassment anymore, because you've already made people laugh at you at least a dozen times. Meanwhile, others higher in the hierarchy will be deathly afraid of failure, and so always do the most conservative things in their lives, because of that fear. While growing up, I used to think that the worst imaginable thing was being a loser at the bottom of the social order. But now I see it as empowering. How do you think all those big tech CEOs were able to make crazy ideas that everyone initially laughed at? But they were nerds that didn't care about what others told them because others were already laughing at them their entire lives. Funny enough, those with high social and financial status hate when new people innovate and break their old models for commerce. They hate when the people of low status gain super high status in return. What they don't realize is that by treating people like shit at the bottom, they're creating the creative freedom down there that'll eventually lead to their undoing. Just like society is creating incels that are nihilistic and won't want to contribute to it, but will do whatever they can to change it. They literally flip the hierarchy over on its head. For many, when they're hungry for attention and purpose, they will gladly take down those at the top in rather creative ways. It's an age-old battle between the nerds and the jocks to see who's going to control things. But even if the nerds become rich and famous, that doesn't always mean they'll get the best girls. now that they have ascended to that top. A good example, of course, is Zuck the Cuckerberg. But if you take just one thing from this video, it's not to hit on a cop's wife, regardless of if you're joking or not. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Randy the Dakota MGTOW for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Randy wanted to smash that cop's wife and get Randy with her, but if he did, he'd be getting smashed by Drop the Soap Tyrone in the prison's shower stalls. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps men from complimenting a cop's wife and thinking of dunking in her hairy donut hole away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.